Football season is here, and the Arizona Cardinals begin their 2018 regular season on Sunday at home against Washington. As KJZZ's Phil Latzman reports, the team hopes new faces and happy returns are in the cards after being dealt a tough hand last season.
To say that the Cardinals were star-crossed in 2017 would be putting it mildly. In their first regular season game, emerging superstar running back David Johnson, who had a breakout season with 20 touchdowns in 2016, went down with a dislocated wrist that required surgery and kept him out the rest of the campaign. A bad omen right from the start of the season that eventually ended at a mediocre 8-8 and resulted in the retirement of both veteran head coach Bruce Arians and quarterback Carson Palmer. So a healthy David Johnson is the happiest sound in the Cardinals locker room right now.
What up, man? We over here doing big things, man.
DJ is raring to go after a year of relative inaction.
Oh, I'm very anxious. I've been pumped. I've been ready for this since probably the first preseason game. I'm ready to go. I'm excited. I can't wait to get the pads on Sunday and get ready to play.
But the always mirthful Johnson is aware that he may need to prove himself all over again.
I think everyone's got a question mark on me. They don't know how good I'm going to be. They think, I guess, that is a worse injury than it is. I mean, it's just a freak wrist. I'm good to go. I've proved it. I've shown it throughout the preseason, and I'm good to go. I don't know. You know, a lot of people probably have overlooked, what I did in 2016.
The 26-year-old has suddenly become a veteran presence on a team that's undergone immense changes since they last played a game that mattered. Nearly half of the team's roster has turned over since last season, and there's a whole new coaching staff led by former Carolina Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks.
A lot of people outside of the organization, and I may be looking at some that aren't giving us the opportunity or a chance, and that's fine. But we got a lot of talent, we got a lot of great coaches, and we're going to make some noise this year.
Bruce Arians, a former quarterback, was an offensive-minded coach, while Wilks is a former defensive back who has a long track record coaching the other side of the ball. And that's just fine with fellow defensive back and 7-time Pro Bowler Patrick Peterson.
He's definitely a guy that's in tune with everything on the football field, as far as teams, defense, secondary, linebackers. He knows it all. And when you have a coach that is a player's coach that listens to his players, it's been nothing but great, so we're definitely looking forward to getting the season started and running through a brick wall for coach.
Quarterback Sam Bradford, however, hopes to avoid any brick walls. Signed in the offseason to replace Carson Palmer, the former Heisman Trophy winner is banking on keeping his knees healthy, specifically his left one. Injuries to it forced him to miss the last 14 games last season with the Vikings, all of 2014 and most of 2013. Bradford says rehab was successful, but
you know, I know that right now it does feel as good as it has felt in a long time. You know, I've done everything in my power to put myself in this position. You know, if something happens and I get injured or if something happens and it doesn't hold up, you know, I'm going to hold my head high knowing that I put my body and myself in the best position to succeed.
The Cards hope steady knees will complement a steady veteran arm known for its accuracy with a 63% completion rate. But in case something happens to Bradford, rookie first-round pick Josh Rosen out of UCLA is waiting in the wings as the quarterback of the future.
Like rookie year, it's just exciting. It's like for freshman year at college. You don't really know what's going on the next day, and you're just always on your toes for everything that could possibly happen. And I'll try to get as ready as I possibly can. And whether he told me I was the starter, second, third, or fourth string, I'd prepare just as hard.
Wilks, an NFL coaching rookie, says he too will be pumped as he makes his debut on the sidelines against the Redskins in Glendale on Sunday.
Being 1-32 and having the opportunity to do it at home in front of your home crowd, first game of the year. But like I tell the guys, stay focused on being focused. And I got to be in tune to the game, game management, those kind of things, great communication with the coaches. So the emotions are going to be there, but hopefully they're very controllable.
And one name we have not mentioned is Larry Fitzgerald. Despite all of the upheaval, the 11-time Pro Bowler remains a constant in Arizona. He decides to stay on for another season here, signs that one-year deal, and remains the face of the franchise. We'll see if he can give it one last hurrah, guys.
And Phil, it's been a while since the Cards have won a championship.
Yeah, since the Cubs won in 2016, they are now the longest late major pro sports franchise that's gone without a title, 1947. They were the Chicago Cardinals, so this has got to be the year.